Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, powered by a moment Riverside to start FM. Your day. Salvation for Outcasts. As Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem, where he would be beaten and crucified, he met two outcasts. The first, a blind man. The second, Zacchaeus, a tax collector. The blind man knew Jesus was coming and, disregarding the crowd's sentiment, shouted for Jesus to have mercy on him. He recognized his need and put his faith in the one person who could deliver him from blindness. The crowd loved being associated with Jesus and did not want the moment interrupted. No wonder they told the blind man to be quiet. Ignoring them and being focused on his mission, Jesus stopped long enough to heal him. Zacchaeus also knew Jesus was coming and, being short, climbed a tree for a better look. When Jesus saw him, he said, "Come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus came down and received him joyfully, and when the crowd saw it, they grumbled, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Luke 19:5-10. Most of us would naturally gravitate to mainstream or the acceptable crowd. We would not be critical of Jesus if he did likewise. But in this setting, it was outcasts who received his attention. Two sides of God's goodness flow to each of these men. The blind man could see, and Zacchaeus, the rich extortionist of his own people, had his life turned around for good because Jesus not only stopped, he took time to visit the man's home. Obviously, Jesus saw Zacchaeus' salvation as more important than being a crowd pleaser. Fast forward to today. Would you stop at the height of your popularity in the middle of doing something you love to help an outcast? You've seen them, the homeless, someone sleeping on the sidewalk, someone with a white cane, the street people in our own towns and cities. Think about it. This is precisely what Jesus does for everyone who accepts him as Lord and Savior. We are spiritual outcasts without him, but he saved us anyway. As an expression of your deep gratitude for such a rich salvation, reach out to the lost, the outcast, and do your best to introduce them to what it's like to be safe in the arms of God. Dear Lord, I know I'm an outcast. I need your salvation and your spirit. Thank you for giving me salvation and your spirit. Lord, I recognize and acknowledge my need of you and thank you for your every provision. Strengthen me to share your wonderful gift with others, even the needy and abandoned souls on our streets. Amen.